Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk episode 30. This is a competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, and today I have on the squad one of the most aptly named teams in all of the Pokemon Unite scene. I have Brave Birders on the show. What is up, you guys?
Hello.
What's up? Hello.
Yeah. Amazing.
Bro.
Yeah, we're really happy named, I think.
Yeah, no, I think
yeah,
it works.
I think we're supposed to definitely named. Yeah, that's
good. good. I think more teams got to look out for it, you know? But I am excited to have you guys on. You've been, maybe not exactly this iteration of the squad, but I know you guys have been a team for quite some time, so excited to have you all on the show. But I think we have one familiar face. Everybody else is brand new to the show, so let's make sure we get some introductions done. Vayner, you're in my top left. Why don't you kick us off with the intro?
Hi, I'm Vayner. I used to be support player, but now I play tank for Brave Birders.
Awesome. Very cool. Okay, awesome. And I actually gave you no instruction on how to do the intro, and you nailed it. So, fantastic work. But yeah,
I've been here before.
Yeah, that's true. You're a seasoned vet at this point. Everybody, just give it your name, and then give me what role you play for the team, and then maybe like where people might know you from. Colin Tang, why don't you hit us up next?
Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm Colin Tang. I'm the jungler for Bravers, and probably the most known thing about me is I'm the only bird left in NA. That's probably the best way to put it. I'm
sure.
The only remaining bird, as we are almost an extinct species. I am keeping it alive, though, so
yes.
Yeah, we're pulling through.
That's good. That is good. You cannot give it up now, honestly. You got to commit to the bit. I love it. Snags,
exactly.
You are up next. Introduce yourself.
What's up, guys? I'm Snags. I'm the new addition to the team. I used to be part of Prashy's sister team, Neocortex. Now I recently joined. I used to be a jungler. Now we've learned that is not very good for me, but I'm the bot lane attacker. I just play whatever, Venusaur, Pikachu. But really, I'm still a Gengar main at heart.
Ah, good. Good. I my name is Zoinks. I love ghost Pokemon. Gengar is always going to be one of my biggest favorites. So welcome to the show, Snags. Nightmare, why don't you introduce yourself next?
Hey, I'm Nightmare. I play top lane, and I have a running feud with VHS Dreams, and he's retired. Unfortunate.
No, man. I never got him on the show, I don't think, which is just unfortunate time. We'll have to bring him back out of retirement for one last Overduck episode, you know? I think that's how it should go down.
I would love to get Dreams on here. That would be... Oh, yes. Dream come true, honestly.
It would.
No pun intended, eh?
Yes.
No. Dreams were the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Absolutely. I've heard so many good things. I got to talk to the guy. Sneaky right. Snake, you are up next. Introduce yourself to the show.
Hello, I am Sneaky Snake. You can call me Mystic, and I play Hoopa for the Brave Birders.
Awesome. Very cool. I've heard of some amazing Hoopa Unites you've pulled off. Some other ones, but I've told you we're not talking about them. So
we don't talk about that one.
No, we won't discuss it. RBK, you're the last one here to give us an intro. Take us home.
I am RBK. I am the defender before Vayner, but he had to take my spot because I couldn't compete in Worlds.
Gotcha. Yes, an unfortunate region placement, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I was one of the OG members, but certain circumstances, I can't play in Worlds, so Vayner had to take up the mantle.
Gotcha. Well, I think the rest of the team must really respect you for being able to make that decision and still hanging out with the squad and being a part of everything. That's really, really commendable. So welcome to the show, RBK, and the rest of the team, Brave Birders. Super excited to have you guys on. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the history of the team. RBK, you were saying that you were one of the original members. Who else on this squad besides you is also an OG Brave Birder?
Colin and Connor only.
Okay, gotcha. So Nightmare. Colin and Connor.
Yeah,
yes.
Connor is Nightmare, yeah.
Yeah.
Just for the audience.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, guys, before this show, I literally have a notepad of what name is what name in-game. I have made a cheat sheet to help myself, so hopefully, if you're listening in podcast land, it'll make total sense. If you're watching on Twitch, it might be a little confusing. Bear with us, no problem. But okay, awesome. So Colin, Connor, and RBK were the original squad. Colin Tang, let me know, was the bird at the beginning and at the end and at the current era, was it always bird all the time?
Oh, I've Yeah, I've only played Bird competitively. The only time I didn't play the Bird was pretty much at the very beginning of the game. I was originally a Greninja main, and I found then once the Bird got initially buffed, I was like, yeah, I'm just sticking to the Bird. I ain't going anywhere. And even after all these nerfs, I'm still at the Bird.
Ah, nice. Very good. You are still belong to the Bird. The Bird belongs to you. I like that vibe. That's awesome. Okay, cool. And so, Vayner, you were saying you were relatively new to the squad. How long have you been playing with the team?
So I joined Brave Birders right after the Goons broke up, sadly, at the end of that March final. It was a bit sad, and but I don't know. I met Colin and the Brave Birders in tournament, and then we had some friendly banter when we played them.
Okay, good.
And then ever since then, like every time we saw him on ladder, I would hop in the stream like, "What's up, Colin?" And then you know, I don't know. I just felt like I built up a good relationship with the guys, and when it was time for me to find a new home, I hit up Colin, and Colin was like, "Yo, we need you."
Good. Good. Well, I'm glad.
I was like, say less.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Didn't take too much convincing for you to join the team of Brave Birders, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, that is good. Sneaky Snake, same story for you. How long have you been playing with the team?
I've been playing since mid-January with the squad. Originally, Colin was not liking their previous support player. And his standard was really low. So he came out to me and was like, "Hey, as long as you don't LDL to engage and you can heal your teammates, you're on the team."
Okay.
And I was like, "Sure, I can do that."
Fair enough.
And that's now I'm here on Hoopa.
If you can check those two boxes, you're on Brave Bird. I like it. Well, welcome to the squad. I know you've been performing above just those expectations so far. You guys are finding yourselves in a pretty huge upcoming tournament. So first up, just a bit of congratulations from me on a very, very nice LCQ run.
You.
We'll definitely talk more about that in the rest of the show. But Snags, I want to hear, how long have you been playing with the squad?
A week before the regional qualifiers. Okay, so fairly recently, because you know, I'm fairly new to the competitive scene, because a while back I was just playing my Gengar just streaming on YouTube, and since Colin also streamed on YouTube, I just hop into his stream, just say hi, and then you know, I play with them, and then I just remembered that there's multiple times I'm just playing Pikachu, and then Mystic is like, "Yo, Snags, Pikachu is cracked, yo." So then after, I've already was familiar with them.
Awesome.
At the time, I was with the Neocortex, the sister team of the Bandicoots, and I was with them for about, like, since the beginning of March. So it's been, like, 2.5 months, 3 months with them. And then once it was time for the regionals, then I'm like, yeah, things aren't going so well. Like, we had a sketchy practice schedule and stuff like that. So I just bailed out. And then once I got a call from Colin, I'm like, it's go time.
Awesome. Sounds good. The Snakes bat single was put up in the air. You found yourself a new squad. That's hype. Okay, awesome. So we've met all of you a little bit individually. I got the story of when you guys joined the team. Brave Birders, a very, very exciting team to watch. We've already talked about it a little bit. You always bring the heat in the form of a bird in that center area. A lot of fun to watch. But guys, I want to ask the real tough questions. If you've listened to Overdunk before, you already know what I'm going to ask next. It's the question that gives me the most answers about what a team is like always. Brave Birders, who ints the most on your team?
Vayner.
Okay.
It's me or Colin.
If you ask Nightmare, it's Colin, but like that's okay.
Okay, sure.
I think me and Nightmare int the least, and then it's up Snags, and then Colin and Vayner are pretty close.
Oh, good. There's a tier list. Okay, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm tier one, but Colin's at least tier two, so like, I'm not too worried about it. His ints are worse.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. You just play a Pokemon and it goes in. You got to go in.
That is
sometimes
true.
You die. Like, it's just the way it goes.
Yep. Inting is acceptable if it's tactical. I hear you. You gotta make those judgment calls sometimes in game. I like that. Awesome. Well, then let me ask the second question, a bit more of a positive spin. Who's got the biggest brain on the team?
Mystic,
definitely.
Yeah? Okay, very cool. Mystic, you are the one coming up with all of the sneaky strats.
I just do my own thing. I just have a good time doing it. I
Okay.
scare my own teammates with some of my plays, and it pays off.
Good, good. Are you leaning full into the Phantom Force Hoopa that we've seen coming back in a major way?
I personally don't like the playstyle. I stick with the Shadow Ball
Oh, okay, gotcha.
simply because of the stun value, because
Oh, yeah.
our comp is really team fight heavy, and if I Phantom Force, it may mess up Colin or Vanner or Nightmare.
Yeah,
So
that is true.
I'm just playing around my team primarily in the team fight, so that's why I run Shadow Ball.
Fair enough. I can imagine Colin being pretty upset if all of a sudden their fly target bounced 20 feet away when you Phantom Force in. That that makes a lot of sense.
I love
We tried
that.
it once before, he did not like it,
Okay.
and then just never again.
I was quite angry when all my flies were missing. I was gonna hit three or four targets, and I end up hitting zero targets at the end of the day. I'm like, I see. I'm getting griefed. I see.
My teammate is the one defeating me.
Yeah,
that
I'm
is
losing
always,
to my teammate.
Oh,
yeah, so I mainly play Shadow Ball just to play around the team.
Okay, awesome.
But I also really love the stun, so.
Great. Yeah, I mean the stun definitely is effective. That's not on every boosted auto when they're marked by Shadow Ball, if I remember
And also,
correctly.
if you use Shadow Ball and then put a hole, it also creates a stun.
Oh,
So.
okay, very good. So even with the hole, you still have a lot of utility. That's fantastic. Okay, well then let me ask one more question in my category of fun team questions, but just to get to know your squad a little bit better. We've heard who ints the most. That was a pretty unanimous decision. It was also a unanimous decision when I said who's got the biggest brain. Then who's the carry that's not getting all the appreciation?
I mean, it's probably.
Me.
I mean, sure, RBK
RBK,
too.
okay.
RBK the hype man.
The moral carry is RBK, but if we're talking about
Okay.
in-game,
In
the moral
game,
carry is
my vote is Mystic or Snags,
I say
because like,
Snags. I say Snags. I say Snags.
It's
but,
I was gonna be generous to say Mystic, but I don't want to be narcissistic, but.
Listen, I am a clutch god, but I'd say Snags.
No, okay, fair enough. A lot of
Yeah,
bot lane love
probably.
on this team, by the way. I'm just saying, the bot lane
Oh, it was never
definitely.
like this prior to this team
No,
creating this specific
okay, well.
roster.
It's, I don't know, it's just like, I just expect Colin and Connor to carry every time, so like, you know.
Well, sounds good. You gotta have trust in your teammates if you're gonna make things work. But that is awesome. Well, thank you for giving me a little bit of a preview into what Brave Birders is, you know, outside of just what we get to see on screen in major games. I like learning a little bit about your players, how you all interact together. It sounds like you've really found a good squad, has a lot of synergy, which is awesome. Albeit some new additions, but you guys are making things work. Where you did recently was actually in the LCQ. So I'm gonna bring that up on bring your bracket up on stream. So let's jump to that for a second. I can also share my screen here. If you guys want to take a look, but let's take a look at your LCQ run. So you were headed into this one seed number 5. So Brave Birders, you guys have been a pretty consistent squad, making these finals pretty consistently, getting those championship points. Found yourself with a pretty nice seed. You get a first round bye. You move into your next few games. All three of them are pretty dominant 2-0s, at least on the score line. You were running into the Genjis, insert name here, and reclassified. Reclassified, I think, went on to make a pretty decent losers bracket run. I mean, they also
Yeah,
took down
they made it.
Waterstar, right?
They
They
qualified as
qualified.
well. They
Yeah.
qualified as
Yeah.
well.
All right, a fantastic losers bracket run, and they're actually the ones who took Waterspout down. So Waterspout, no slouches either, an impressive team. But let's talk about your first two rounds of the day. Were these pretty typical, like first rounds of a big tournament style of games? Were you guys feeling pretty comfortable the whole day? Like, did either of these teams like put up a huge fight, or were these kind of Brave
I just heard Colin laughing those entire two
It was
entire
pretty
four
easy.
games. Colin was just laughing the entire time. He was having too much fun for no
I
reason.
see. Okay.
I don't know. I'm gonna give these teams a credit because I know team insert name here. Like game one, we lost every single objective on the map. But
Oh yeah, we did do that, right? We did do that.
we like lost every. So I don't know. I feel like if you get every objective, then like the game's definitely winnable. Like we didn't
Sure.
stomp.
It's funny because that insert team name here was one of the teams that I was gonna try out for before Colin hit me up, and I'm like, oh,
Oh,
I'm gonna stay with you guys instead.
yeah.
But yeah, it was
Gotcha.
pretty
Yeah.
dominant the first couple of games that we've had.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the insert
I think.
team name, we just executed the Sapphire really well in that
Yeah.
game that we lost every objective. We lost
Mm.
both the Rotoms, we lost all three dreads.
Oh shoot.
And then we just one zap fight.
We just one zap fight,
yeah. Yeah. Well, we all know what Twitch chat was saying while you were playing that one, but hey, I'm glad you guys found yourselves in that one. So you're headed into your, I guess, your third round, technically, round four of the tournament, into reclassified. So another qualified team. Definitely a solid squad. This one also went 2-0, though. Was this one a closer game than the previous two? Or was it still like, were you guys feeling it this entire way through these first three games?
Game one was close. They had a cheeky strat that they played, and Snags and I refalling. I'm not gonna share it because like,
okay,
we're not gonna give info that's unfair.
Yeah, sure, but like they had a really good first 3 minutes, like a really good idea how to play the map.
Right.
And I'll probably steal a little bit of it because I think there's like some potential, and the way they used Hoopa Portal to move around the map was really well. But then, like, once we saw it, like, it didn't
game
matter.
Game two. Like, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Like, you had a bit of a read on it. You were able to shut it down pretty
easily. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, game two was just the wrap. The moment we won game one, game two was just the wrap.
It wasn't a wrap, but, like, you know. We knew they weren't able to get the same lead that they got.
Yeah. I'm gonna say third zap in both games.
Sure.
Snags was huge.
No, that's good. Hey, sometimes you gotta be B button pressers, all right? And if you can be a better B button presser on the Brave Birders, I can't think of any more B words. But yes, you definitely found a lot of success there. Great. So you knocked down reclassified to the Lucif bracket. It was not over for them. They were running it up the rest of the tournament. Now, you're headed into your next game. Now, I believe at this point, you've already qualified for regionals,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so you've had a pretty, a close game one in that last game. A better game too. You guys are able to seal up your regional qualification. You're headed into your next game against the 20th seed of Loners. Now, I'm pretty sure Loners is Slothgoss' new squad that he's getting together. Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool. You're heading into that one. You're able to take it down 2-1. So the only time you dropped a game in this entire tournament run thus far. Tell me the story of this game that happened.
Okay. I'll explain this one. I'll explain this one.
Okay. Break it down, Sneaky.
No.
Okay, so
my juggler entered.
No. So we won Zapfight. Our entire bot lane was alive. The only person left was Slothgoss on the other team, right? Mm. We started to rip Zap because the call was to rip Zap. And we decided when the Zap was low, we were scared of a Hoopa stealing it.
Okay.
So we wanted to kill the Hoopa. During that time, we gave enough time for the Blissey to come back alive and steal it with Egg Bomb.
Nice. Okay. Unfortunate.
and that was the one L we took.
I see. Oof. A Talonflame fly secure being out secured by Blissey Egg Bomb.
I was dead.
Our bot lane was alive. Our bot lane was alive. So
this is not bot... on me, okay?
Call was to rip. I was like, are you sure? And he said rip. And I was like, all right, here we go. And then we lost it to Egg Bomb.
Crimes. Absolute crimes. So was Slothgoss on the Blissey?
No, he was on Hoopa
at the time. All right. Well, I can't even shut him out for doing that, so unfortunate. But, okay.
Well,
after, was that in game one or was that in game two?
That was game one.
Okay.
So
game one.
Okay, Snags probably should have secured.
It was a Giga Drain Rage. It was
in
Giga Drain Rage.
Past two games, the third one, I'm like, I already qualified. You know, I'm going to take a breather
sure,
for a second.
Sure.
The funny thing is, this is a team that knocked us out of May.
Okay.
Loners.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know.
But there's a little bit of a chip on the shoulder still.
Yeah.
I mean, you've already qualified, but there's a bit of a reason to keep playing. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just for seeding at that point where we get placed. It was like
we were debating before we went to this match: should we throw for seed or should we win?
But
the issue was we were the first team to make it to that round.
Oh, so you couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay,
we have no idea. We have no idea what our fate is going to be. So
how long can we stall? All right.
No.
we trusted it. We trusted in Red. We're like, there's no way Red Love doesn't qualify through winners, and then.
Right.
He didn't call.
Okay,
that was interesting.
Because we were thinking the other, like, the top, because we'd end up, like, if Smushy Cows made it through, like, Actual Trash made it through Winners, we'd have faced them in the seeding round, but they lost to Loners.
Okay.
And then we were hoping the other top threes would make it through Winners, but then Red Love lost to God Squad.
Yeah.
And then that messed up everything for us.
So we were just like, I guess we just play to win because we don't really know what's gonna happen anyway.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
We'll just play to win.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Either way, you were able to play to win, as you say. A 2-1 victory over the team that knocked you out in May. Yes, it is a seeding game, but hey, if I was in that situation, I'd be feeling pretty good after that tournament. So,
especially winning game two. Game two was a bit of a nail biter.
Really?
Okay, yeah, that was really close. It was really
close. Well, they just like... I feel like when you win a game you're not supposed to win, you get such a huge confidence boost going in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like...
They played really well that game, too. Like, really
So, like...
Everything's executed perfectly by them.
You know, as the team that throws, you're just like, oh, man, we just threw a game we shouldn't have. And then you have to, like, mentally bounce back, and then, like, they have all the momentum.
But the good thing is, we are the 2-1 demons. We normally lose game one, and we win the next two games.
Okay.
That is our consistency.
All right. Yeah. 2-1 demons. That's a good rep to have.
It's just a mental strategy, bro.
That was the story during March quals.
Gotcha.
We went 2-1 for 5 rounds in a row and losers.
That's really, really
funny. Make them think they're going to win, and then we win. Mm-hmm.
That's right where you want them, actually. So a game, that's tactical advantage. I love that. Good work, Coach RBK.
Yep.
Big fan.
Thank you.
You guys got to get paying this guy more, by the way. I just want to say, in public podcast form, you got to pay RBK more.
I've been telling Colin he's going to be paying me more for months. And
Colin was supposed to give us some money from some other small tournaments, but he hasn't given it to us yet.
Oh, man, I can't give it to you when I don't have it myself.
I'm his hype man. I moderate his Discord. Like, come on, bro.
Small Unite tournaments and not paying out in time? Ooh, shocker. Okay.
Name a more iconic duo.
Yeah, I mean, any small esports scene definitely doesn't have the best reputation. Let's face it, we're not brand new to this, but awesome. Okay, well, let's talk for a second. You guys had a great LCQ. What was this LCQ for? The biggest tournament of the year. So we're headed into regionals as our next one. Now, this is going to be kind of a return to AOS format. We're going to be headed back into group stages. It's going to be a 2-day event. There's a big cash prize on the line again, and then of course the golden carrot at the end of the line is going to be those 2 spots to London to represent North America in the World Championship. So obviously everything's on the line. Like, literally the entire season has been leading up to this tournament, and of course in tandem the next one. But I'm extremely excited for regionals, easily the most of it I've been excited for a tournament yet ever, so I'm very pumped for it. Brave Birders, you are heading into your biggest tournament yet. What does prep look like for your team? Are you guys scrimming every day? Are you just laddering? Is Sneaky Snake bringing you back into back rooms with a giant chalkboard with all of the crazy strats written up? What does prep look like for Brave Birders?
I mean,
it's mainly
all of that. It is all of that.
Well, it's mainly been for these past like two-ish, two-three-ish days. It's just mainly been ladder.
Okay.
We do have some scrim set up in like the coming days, but for now it's just been ladder. Just like, it's a good way to, you know, sometimes you see like oh, this team is running this strat now, we kind of get a feel for other teams. Like, maybe you won't see it like in, sometimes in scrims people like to hide their strats, you know. Sandbag. Man. it's not the best practice, but sometimes in ladder
this is
you,
the
like,
time to that's gonna happen too, right?
Yeah, like, exactly. People don't want to show their cards, you know, to
off.
Us like
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's mainly just been ladder, but we've learned some things. We've been testing out some strats. So it's been going all right.
Okay.
I mean, the nice thing about ladder. Oh, sorry, go, Mystic.
No, you fish first.
I just like, the nice thing about ladder is at least like everyone's trying hard for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I don't know. In my opinion, like, scrims are nice, but in Unite, we don't have a solo queue ladder. It's like a 5. It's like a 5v5 ladder. So
at
like,
the top level, it's basically a 5-stack.
Yeah.
Ladder. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, the reason why you scrim is to get, like, 5v5 practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you can get really good practice on the ladder if you're playing fives.
Yeah.
For teams that, like, don't have a lot of scrims, I think if you're playing on ladder, you're going to run into 5v5s. And for the most part, they're going to be pretty competitive games. So
sure, that's a pretty bold take. I don't know if every other player would agree with that, but I think it's
I don't
an
know. It's
one,
fine. Yeah. You can. I don't.
I'm not going to roast you for it. I think it's fine. I'm just
fine.
Saying, like, right, that makes a lot.
We
of
also
sense.
Have we also have a weird tendency to break spirits during scrims.
I see. Okay. I'm sure there's no specific examples you guys are thinking of.
Hey, if you're listening,
I don't want to gas them up live, but you know there has been some teams that. That after the scrim, they're like, yeah, we're done. We don't want to play anymore.
Oh.
We're like, oh, okay.
It's just
right.
been unlucky timing. We'll check up unlucky timing. At least two scrims that a team disbanded.
I see. Maybe it. Oh, yeah, they really didn't want to play anymore. Oof.
Oh, yeah, right. That really that did happen. Oh, yeah,
it did happen.
About that.
It did happen.
We'll just say unlucky. Team. We'll say unlucky. I'm not going to claim Catalyst.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. It anything could have been the problem. fair
anything
enough.
Anything could have. Yep.
Okay. Well, interesting. But I mean, that's quite the reputation to have. But hey, better than nothing else, I suppose. But awesome. So prep has mostly been ladder grinding. I know all of you guys are grinders. You're gonna be playing the game as much as possible, making sure you're getting mechanical skill under the belt for this upcoming tournament. And like I mentioned, it's a return to the group stage format. Now, I don't think we have official groups announced yet, unfortunately. However, David, owner of IX, did make a few, like, made a spreadsheet of, like, the potential groups. I will bring that
we also
up.
We also have some potential groups as well, whether we
okay,
out as
okay,
well.
Awesome.
They spent a lot of hours doing math to find out.
Really? Okay. Yeah, okay, so tell me if any of these things are wrong then. So I'm looking currently at I got it up on stream, but I'll show it to you guys here.
Yeah, that's pretty much correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's what we're looking at, yeah.
That is good
that's
to know.
What
okay.
Possibly could be.
I mean, that's the group we're prepping for, so hopefully that's
okay, then talk to me about that. What does specific preparation for teams look like in a game like Unite?
I mean, I think the most important thing is because there's no draft, you want to know what everyone's playing.
Yep.
At least for us. Like,
yeah.
I want to know, hey, what are you going to play? Like, do you have any cheese picks that we don't know about? Like,
right.
Maybe, like, I don't think obviously knowing macro is important, but, like, mm-hmm. for sure knowing your picks. Like,
yeah.
I want to know what you play, so, like, when I loaded, Pokemon Select? I don't know.
Yeah.
The loading screen?
I still call it a draft screen, even though it's not, so.
Yeah, like, whatever, yeah, yeah. When I load it, I'm like, okay, there's no surprises here. At least, like, you know, there's not, like, oh, what, you play this? Like, you know. I don't know, just, like, having a good, clear mental is always important.
Yeah.
At least to me, knowing just, like, hey, this is the game plan going forward.
Yeah.
So.
And we are doing research. I mean, me and Vanner are doing research, at least. We have, like, a spreadsheet of, like, every team with their Pokemon they play, movesets, and builds.
Cool.
So, we are doing research, but... yeah, we're just
awesome.
Trying our best to figure out whatever we can before we go into this...
fair enough.
Finals.
Well,
when
that's a lot
working,
of good work. You can send
just...
that spreadsheet to me, by the way. But anyway, go ahead, continue.
When
yeah,
he's
yeah.
when he's not
I'll
working,
send you, I'll
he's
send
just
you, I'll send you.
He when he's not working, he's just tampering with that little spreadsheet he has. And I gotta say, that's dedication. But I could never do that.
No,
you can try, bro.
Hey, you gotta be in the lab, all right? There's a certain point where you gotta get deep in the lab, but okay, awesome. So, we're looking at, I guess the top end is pretty much secured in either side of your group. The very last qualified team in your group seems to be the only bit of a shakeup in these two potential
We think it's scenario B.
It's scenario B. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, either way, Blackhand, IXGT, Girl Bosses, I don't know too much about these and Apple. Either way... wait, I do know a little bit about... D's is, like, Rima's team, right?
Yes, Rima's
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
Apple is God Squad.
Apple is God Squad. Okay, thank you. Another name change that I gotta keep up with. Okay, awesome. So, D's is Rima's team, Apple is God Squad. Awesome. Out of these kind of teams, where do you guys... Or let's ask this question first. Who is number one on the hit list? Who do you want to beat the most? I'm not asking toughest
Blackhand.
Opponent.
Blackhand.
Who do you want to beat the
Blackhand.
Most? Blackhand?
Blackhand.
Okay.
Blackhand. Yeah.
Got you. Well, that probably answers both questions, but...
They're the team to beat in this group. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They are highlighted in green on the spreadsheet, so you definitely know they're gonna be they're gonna be the team to beat. They got third in makeup. Technically, I mean, we had a little bit of a prom situation, a little bit of a a little bit of a high school movie moment in that situation. But, oh well.
You know, I respect it for that. I respect it.
Yeah, absolutely. We were casting that event live, and then. Yeah. It was like I was getting DMs like, "What's gonna happen?" I was like, "I don't know if production knows about this yet. Like, I don't know if this is." But yes, it was pretty comical. Hey, shout out to Overlord. You got to make those memories. Either way, he's gonna be playing again. You're headed into Black Hand, a very very tough opponent. Obviously, they are the team to beat. How often have you guys matched up against Black Hand in tournaments before?
As of recently, we have matched up against them pretty often.
Okay.
Oftentimes, we do pretty good up to Zapfight. We do our best to keep Overlord in check.
Sure. That's not an easy task for any.
We do a pretty good job, and then Zapfight rolls around and everything just falls apart.
Okay. Well, that's clean upable though. You know, like those are problems that you can repair. Fair enough. Nightmare, I want to ask you, as the top laner for Brave Birders, what is it like going up against a player like Overlord? They're obviously a talented player, but they got a lot of, you know, clout behind the name. Most people know who Overlord is. When you're going up against a player like that, what's in your mind as the top laner?
Gotta make sure he doesn't come down 10 like RBK has done in the past.
No, oof, okay.
Hey, man, just saying he would not be that big if I didn't let that happen. I had to let him get his moment in the sun, you know?
Sure.
Because RBK used to be the top laner for Brave Birds before Nightmare swapped. Nightmare was defender and RBK was top laner. They swapped roles.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, hey, fair enough. You gotta shut down, absolutely. But hey, when you're guarding a player like that, it could be a tough matchup. But obviously, the win conditions are there for your team. Outside of Black Hand, though, they're the team to beat. What other team in this bracket, other than you guys, do you think that has like a sleeper chance of making it out of this group? Who is like maybe sleeper. The number two? Sleepers maybe the wrong choice, but like if you couldn't put yourselves as number one or two, who do you think would be the other one going up?
Okay, then IXGT.
IXGT? Yeah. Okay, got you. Ooh, but now I'm interested. Colin Tang, who's the sleeper pick of this group?
The sleeper pick? No, it's because when you asked this, I'll be honest, I wouldn't know who the sleeper pick is. I'll be honest, I actually don't know.
Sure, yeah. That's
it would have been maybe one of these guys could answer, but I have no idea who the sleeper pick would be.
Eddard, you got any clue?
I don't know. Like, I was talking to Egg about it when, like, on Sunday, because obviously GT, that was my old team.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to Egg, and he's like, "Man, why did we get the hardest group?"
Yeah, it is a hard group. That is, okay, let's actually jump onto that question. Do you believe that your group is the hardest in this entire tournament?
It's C or D, in my opinion. Well...
Okay.
I think it's C because I think we're good.
I think this is the second hardest group for us, at least. I think the hardest group is probably Group B, the IX gaming group.
Yeah. Yeah. IX is on like a tear right now too, right? Like that is that it's a tough to face a team that's on a big momentum swing. So that would make a lot of sense.
Millennium like in terms of skill level though. Like I think
your
like,
group is consistent.
I think these
like, consistent
girl bosses, us and GT, I think we're all relatively close. I think just in terms of like performance, like GT obviously edges this all out. But I think like whoever shows up on Saturday, like can get out. And
Colin,
obviously,
if you
like,
go up against like GT, is there going to be a handshake Talonflame matchup between you and Chaotic and Jungle? He has to match the talent.
That would be great, but I doubt it. I doubt it.
Oh, I wish. We love facing Talonflames.
Yeah, okay, got you. You gotta love the bird diff. I'm a big fan. Okay, got you. Yeah, I'm trying to look at other groups. Group C, I think, is the most like consistently strong all the way through. Like any one of those teams has a puncher's chance at making it out of that group. Like it's gonna be your group. I would say would be a great description. Is like the most exciting team to watch. I like exciting group to watch. I think it's gonna be very very fun. I'm assuming this tournament is going to be run like EOS, by the way, so official broadcast will probably not be covering group matches. So, everybody, make sure you tune in to Sneaky Seal's stream, where he's going to be casting it. Got to shout out the homie who's going to be doing some coverage of North America. Go tune into that, or I don't know if any of you guys are going to be streaming like with a delay or anything like that, but we'll get to your plugs later. so, get into that. But either way, going to be a very, very exciting tournament headed into regionals. Let's bring our gorgeous faces back up on the screen as we move on here. But awesome. It's going to be such an exciting tournament. I'm very, very excited. But I wanted to ask one more question about regionals before we move on. And that is, where is the benchmark of success for Brave Birders in your mind? Is it first place or nothing? Is it top four is absolutely a success for us? You're in some great money when you're there. Where do you think, I'm not asking where you think you can place, but where is that mark where you're like, if we get here, that is absolutely a win for us?
I don't know. At least we're underdogs, so at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where we are.
Best case scenario, we qualify.
I want to get out of groups. Okay. Like, I 100% want to get out of groups.
Best case scenario, we qualify for Worlds.
The goal is going to Worlds, yeah.
Yes. That's the goal, but like, yeah. I think at least I'm not going to be let down if we get out of groups. And that's like the end of it, but like,
Snakes, I know you were mentioning that the goal is to get to Worlds, right? You need those first two seeds to get there. Do you believe that Brave Birders is capable of getting to that spot?
I think we're definitely capable. If we just play our 100% and we don't int or grief like previous tournaments, then you know, I think we have a good shot because we've been practicing, and I think we have skill set to be able to make it out of grouping, make it to the double elimination bracket on Sunday at least, and I think we can make it to that top two spot.
I love that. That's awesome. It's always a layup of a question, but I gotta give it to somebody. You know, I'm excited about this tournament. I really do think you guys have a great chance to go far. It's gonna be so fun to watch your squad. But let's pivot away from this tournament upcoming just a little bit, and let's move into some in-game talk for Pokemon Unite. Now, your team, we've talked about it a lot already. Colin Tang, you are a fan of the bird. The bird is a fan of you. I called you the most aptly named team in all the Pokemon Unite. You guys have hit that with the Brave Birders name, even though you're on Fly now. I don't know what's up with that, but
no,
whatever.
He's never played Brave Bird.
I was never on Brave Bird. That's the funny thing.
That was the joke.
That was the joke.
Like
I'm bringing up the sheet of names I've had to change again.
in the Unite, the UCS broadcasting or whatever, they ask you a question, hey, what's your team name for? I'm just like, haha, we're Brave Birders because we play Fly. We're haha funny.
We're haha funny.
I mean, the origin of the name comes from Colin's chatter, who's like, because Colin was, I think, starting to form his team, right? And this chatter was like, name yourself the Brave Birders. No. And Colin's like, that's funny. Let me name it that.
Absolutely. Hey, that's ancient history, but it's good history. I love that stuff. Awesome. So, Colin, how does Talon feel in this meta right now?
Honestly, it's... people are going to... a lot of people say otherwise, but I honestly think Talon is...
No, it's terrible. Buff it.
Absolutely,
yes.
Just give us a quick Talon buff real quick. We're good. The one in chat that was come up with, like your ult resets your Fly or Brave Bird cooldown. That was a brilliant idea.
I love that idea.
Amazing idea.
I think when he flies, he should also get double team, so there's like three flies that go out and then all
Brave Bird radius. That would be just like, I don't know. I think it needs it.
All right. Yeah. So true. Okay. Okay. Yeah, interesting question. I like it. Yeah. We definitely need that Pokemon buff. But Colin, you think that it is a good matchup into this meta right now?
Yeah,
or at least manageable?
It honestly is a pretty good matchup in this meta because there's a lot of, well, maybe besides the D-Knights that are taking their way slowly back into the meta.
We've seen a lot of D-Knight popping up.
But whenever it's like a Cinderace, because a lot of people still play Cinderace, you know, it's like, I consider that's like food for my Talonflame, you know? It's like I land on that thing and it just disappears. It's gone.
It's true.
Erased off the map. It's like, people will say that's like, oh, you know, Talon's like just received like so many nerfs. It's, my fly damage went down. My ult damage went down. My ult got longer. Like they hate my bird. Like
they do hate your bird.
they hate my bird.
Score comp, but
yeah, that's true. That is true.
I think they hate my bird.
Sure.
So Colin, it sounds like you're in Talonflame jail, but you locked yourself in there.
Well, this is my choice though. It's my choice.
Absolutely. Mystic, aka Sneaky Snake, whatever name you want to get called, you have are locked in Hoopa jail. Vayner, though, I heard you found the keys to escape from Blissey jail. Talk to me about that.
Oh, no, I'm just a dirty inter. I just play LD Tank. It's fine.
Oh, my God. Are you on Spore? Are you on Cotton Spore?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Which is the bad one? Which is the one that, like, does the damage?
No, Cotton Spore
is
broken.
No, Cotton Spore is the one that you're thinking of.
Okay, good.
Quote bad one. Okay, Cotton Guard
was the shield. Cotton Guard was the shield. Which is, like, okay. I think it's good in support, but, like... Okay, so, like... Honestly, I was on the same page as you. I remember when Celestial was running, right when Duraludon was nerfed, he was running LD Jungle.
LD Jungle.
And I was like, you're a griefer.
Yes.
But like...
One of the greatest ints of all time. See, all you're saying so far is facts, Vayner, and I'm really confused about like... your tone. And I don't know where we're going with this.
But then I saw Galu play on Unite for Ukraine when I was doing that. And I was on his team, and I watched him do 102k damage on Eldegoss. And I was like...
Galu different, wait, man. Galu I'm different. Like,
I mean, yeah, it's Galu, but I'm like, it's still probably not that good. And then I picked it once... in to troll my team because we were trying to figure out what to play, and I'm just like, I'm playing LD Tank, and I played it, and I'm like,
okay,
this wasn't this bad, honestly.
Interesting. Okay, I agree.
And then Colin's like, I don't know, and then like I played it again and again and again, and everyone was just like, oh my god, this was kind of working. Well,
that's funny.
I remember back, like, I always thought LD was good, even back when I was on Goons and Hoopa was just released, and I was like, I think LD still has a fighting chance. I just think Tornado is just, like, one of the most overpowered spells in the game.
Oh, it's stupid. It's stupid good. You are correct. Leaf Tornado is an asset that I think a lot of teams are missing from the good old days of when they got to have it available.
And it's just, like, Tornado just gives you so much movement. Like, it was, like, trick, but,
and
like,
blind.
For your whole team. But... it also has a blind attached to it, and like all of a sudden you get levels, and you're like, your passive is, LD's passive is dumb. I'm gonna say it, LD's passive is broken. It should have been nerfed like a long time ago.
All right, you're, fair enough.
You can take like crazy trades in lane and be okay. I don't actually think it's better than Blissey.
Okay,
but
it is good for your team.
It's really good for our team, and
for our
hopefully
specific
I can
play style. It's good.
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully on. I can prove why it's good. It's absolutely. Not like. I don't know. I think that here in North America especially, we're kind of like super locked into a meta.
Yes. Yes.
We have a set way to play the game, and this is how we're going to play. But like, the best team in the world, in my eyes, is Random Gaming.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good at, like, the video game.
Every time I see, they have like, they just like have a way to play the game, and it doesn't like, and it's just different. Mm-hmm. And also, like, back in March, Aphelion, like, they were playing buff tree,
and
Decidueye, like,
yeah, they were madmen for sure. But yes, well, they were pulling some stuff off.
I just think like if you have a way to play the game and you can make it work,
absolutely,
then it's not so bad. I think, like,
I think
Blissey...
your point is correct. I mean, I honestly, I think innovation has succeeded so many tournaments now that it's so hard to say that's the wrong style to play.
Right.
I mean, Random Gaming has owned Europe for more than one tournament. Like, they are dominating again and again with new stuff. You talked about how Nemesis went on a crazy run. There definitely has been room for innovation to happen, and really, really exciting way. I mean, Full Send co-opted Random Gaming's game plan and run it to a tournament win. Champion. So yes, you are completely correct. I do want to ask though, another one of your bot laners, Snags, talk to me, how is it playing with an LD tank in lane? Do you have to adapt a whole lot of your playstyle?
He's a dirty griefer, first of all.
Sure.
But besides from that, Eldegoss is really useful in the early game, first of all, with the heals, but then also when it starts getting caught in Spore, it just does so much damage, and it just like once it like when it like makes them like jump the air with like the stun that it has or whatever,
yeah,
it's just up. Like it gets really easy to just like collapse on them. Like if they're trying to contest your farm, it makes it easy to turn around. Cool. And just like try and kill them instead, and that's how a lot of times we can get pretty ahead in lane. So far, and then with the Leaf Tornado too, we're just utilizing it for the whole team to move faster. It's really beneficial for all of us. So it's pretty good. It's okay. Not good when he ints, but you know it's usually good.
Sure,
it's a good rule of thumb. I'm gonna add something onto this. Its A presses are ridiculous in lane. Yeah.
That's true.
And that needs to be nerfed. It was so ridiculous.
No. I'm griefing. The Pokemon sucks.
You're right.
But it's ridiculous, the A press damage.
Are
oh
you still
gosh.
Banded, by the way, Vayner?
What?
Are you muscle banding on Eldegoss?
Oh, no, it's muscle specs.
Okay. Mm. Muscle specs buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, at least
you're
still playing
buddy.
With
Cookie, if you could get away with Cookie, I think Cookie would be better, but...
All right.
I don't think you get away with Cookie in tournament play.
Okay.
So
fair enough. Yeah. No. I don't know if you can convince your team to let you run Cookie, but yes, of course, extra XP is gonna be paying off, especially with a Pokemon that has a whole lot of self sustain. So, and a get out of jail free card in Leaf Tornado. So that also helps a lot. But awesome. You already answered my next question. I was gonna be asking if you had any spicy techs coming up for regionals. I honestly, unless Nightmare, you got something special coming up in top lane, I don't know if there's anything more you could throw at me that would surprise me.
No, you'll be surprised.
I am released from Luka jail. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh my gosh, this team! Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, I'm going to make sure that I put some money in the right people's pockets so some Brave Birders games get spectated. I got to see it. I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah, so funny story about that. Indie message Banner the day of the qualifiers saying, hey, I want to add you as a friend so I can spectate some of your games. Banner's like, sure, and Adam is a friend, right? We qualified too fast and he didn't get to spectate any of our games.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
Yeah, we run that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, yeah, you can't be too mad about speedrunning a tournament. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you have to be mad at the opponents for losing too fast.
Yeah, what's up with that, guys? Well, sounds like a few of your opponents actually did qualify in the rest of the day, so yeah, they're gonna have another chance at you again. So you're gonna have
they're
to.
They're not in our group. We're good.
Yeah, fine. There you go. Perfect.
They got if we play them again, they got our groups, which is like good for
Safe.
Them. Like,
that's awesome.
They it's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
There's some really good teams here.
That's true. Well, let's move on a little bit to where the good teams are going to eventually end up. We talked about how those world's opportunities are on the line in this tournament. Well, guess what? It leads to a gigantic international tournament in London. If you guys are able to clutch it out and make it all the way to Worlds, what regions are you most excited to play against?
I want to run back against Random Gaming. We faced them in a smaller tournament. We lost them 3-0. It was just...
We should have
rematch.
We should have got a game. We should have got at least one game.
I entered that game, but I really want to run back. Really want to run back.
Okay.
For me, I'd say South America, because like we play them so often in ladder, and like usually win most of the time. I think it's free wins.
Okay, sure. Okay, yeah. Want to get seated up against Stamina? Where they at? Oh, you know.
I personally want to go against India because they have quite the interesting player base. And I really feel like I can learn a lot from them.
Yeah. Okay.
Same.
Cool.
I agree with RBK because all I'm gonna say is I have an interesting relationship with these Indians. That's all I'm gonna say. I have an interesting relationship with them.
And you have one on your team, so
yeah. So I really want to face them for other reasons, but you know.
Sure.
Oh, and then APAC. What for APAC? Colin's chat is entering a small tournament, so they're practicing. They're actually in the chat right now, so shout out to them. They actually beat the winner of AOS Cup in APAC yesterday on ladder. That was. Really excited for them.
Okay, very cool.
So shout out to them.
Awesome.
For learning from the best, what can I say?
What can I say?
I'm going to give the PC and PR answer. I'm excited. If we make it, I just think it would be so cool to just see all the regions because I think a lot of innovation has been taken from Japan.
Sure.
And like South Korea. And I don't know if they're the best, but like they have interesting strategies and I want to see like, you know, it's like you got to see.
Yeah. Obviously, you're a team that values innovation. Not Colin. Colin has one Pokemon, but everyone else loves...
Hey, he was on Sylveon for a week.
No. Oh.
He was on Sylveon. He played Sylveon.
We Okay, we kind of like pioneered the Sylveon strat in at least in NA.
Before Random Gaming came up with it, like we started playing.
Before it,
like...
it was on AOS. Before it was on AOS. Okay. We were actually playing it. We were playing split jungle.
Oh, okay, cool. I like that. Yeah, I love that strategy. It was a lot of fun. Sylveon, a Pokemon that that power spike is terrifying at level 4. So yeah.
Also,
this was during
our bad
bug
guys.
As well.
We didn't mean to do that. I didn't know I was gonna go like this flip comp.
Yes. I did not enjoy that meta. If I was not playing,
but we never actually flipped with that comp. That's the thing. We were
playing Pico with it.
Ooh,
yeah, we don't have an opportunity to flip. Our flip is too slow.
Yeah, electro.
So that's our only downside, but we do have really good secure. So
fair enough. That's awesome. Snakes, what are you running in an attacker right now with the rest of this crazy squad?
I mean, I have a couple of options. You know, I'm not gonna disclose anything, but like I have Venusaur, Blastoise, Pikachu under my belt, so you know, I have a little bit more room. To go with instead of the other guys, because the other three they're locked in their positions.
Nah.
But,
I get to, I love playing Koopa.
Try
Koopa's
new
fun.
Things.
Yeah, that's true.
And although Delphox won't be able to be played in the tournament, that I think it's gonna be a really strong bot laner too. Yeah. I'm gonna have fun playing
that
today.
For sure? Because I'm only assuming.
I believe Delphox is not allowed in the regional tournament.
I mean that makes sense. What if they did?
Yeah, pretty confident it was official announcement.
No, they made an official post. They said it's not going to be played.
It's also not going to be played in this... Are you guys playing in the Start
yes,
GG A-Drive tournament?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very cool. Awesome. That's going to be a huge event, too. If you guys are listening to Overdunk right now and you haven't signed up for that tournament, please go to Start.gg, the newly rebranded Smash GG. Sign up for a new tournament. It's another 2K tournament, and this time, EU and NA are separated, so it won't be ping diff the entire time. I think that is going to be exciting for a lot of teams, especially the EU guys. They were having a rough go of it in the last show.
And no, we don't face Random Gaming.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to play your bracket demon of Random Gaming, so that's hype. You'll save that for Worlds. That's awesome. Well, guys, I thank you so much for joining me on this episode. It's been one of my favorite episodes so far. You guys have been so, so fun to talk to. But we are coming to the end of our show, and I said I would give you a chance to plug your stuff, so we better get that done now.
My favorite part. I appreciate this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. No, it's finally time. I know Colin's been waiting this entire episode so we can say this. Fair enough. But we are going to leave you aside a second. Vayner, please start. Where can people find you on the internet?
I have a Twitter that I opened 2 months ago, Vayner, and then I also have a Twitch, Vayner Unite. I don't stream, but like I don't know. If you want to follow,
you can still follow it though, by the way. So make sure.
Yeah,
you
if
get
you
want to
follow me for some reason, sure. I might stream sometime. We're obviously not streaming right now, but
very cool, awesome, Colin. How about you?
For me, the only place I care about is Colin Tang on YouTube. Got it. That's where all the magic happens. Not right now, but it will, you know.
Okay.
Like, we're on a brief hiatus right now for practicing for regionals, but, you know, it'll come back. So that's,
oh my gosh,
that's the main place.
Chat is a terrifying place. Okay. I don't want to mention on live on the show, though. So, Snacks, why don't you plug all your stuff?
Yeah, so if you're me, Snags on YouTube. No. It's a beautiful place, and like he said before, we haven't been streaming much because of practicing, but I also got finals too. I got so much under my freaking belt right now, it's like it's hard to keep up.
You know what'll help with that though? A pretty decent paycheck at the end of regionals, all right? So
I also have I Got Snags. Snags was taken on Twitch, so I Got Snags on Twitch to go shout out to that too.
Okay.
And then, cool. Yeah, that's it for me.
Make sure you follow everywhere. Nightmare, how about you? Anything to plug?
I am allergic to social media.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah, no. Probably the best plan. Mystic, Sneaky Snake, a.k.a. Ramis, how about you next?
I got nothing to plug.
Okay. Cheer for the Brave Birds in the regionals. Why don't you? Awesome. That's a good one, too. RBK, why don't you finish off this plugging section?
I've got a YouTube channel. I don't upload on it. I keep saying I will, but I'm lying.
Okay.
subscribe to that though.
Everybody listening, you heard him. If all of you listening go and follow to RBK right now, they will put out a Brave Birders teammates tier list. Make sure you go and subscribe. It's gonna be a banger video.
Well, I'm F tier. I know I'm F tier already.
Oh, I like the sound. I like the sound of that. That's a great
idea. RBK's birthday in like 2 hours?
Yeah.
Oh,
very 2 hours, exciting. 4 minutes.
Chat, unfortunately, I couldn't convince the team to sing happy birthday live on stream, so unfortunately, I won't give them the platform to do that.
Sorry, call it the ball.
Damn, I'm surrounded by fakes. That's crazy.
No, call just a bum.
Okay, man.
That's true.
Okay, man. All right.
Oh. My own team captain, bro. I can't believe it.
Tough scenes out here for the RBK.
I know.
Either way, I will close us out with just some classic Unite Mics plugs. You've already heard this, you listen to the show, but hey, you can find us on any podcast platform. If you're there listening, please just rate, review, 5 stars. It helps us out so much, helps other people find the show, find the scene. Join this crazy Unite community. We'd love to see that happen. All the episodes are recorded live here on twitch.tv/UniteMics, and also the videos are uploaded to youtube.com/UniteMics. So all of the classic spots. My co-caster DupesNex also has another podcast on this channel called Late Night Unite. I was actually the guest on it last night, a real Unite Mics in-house twist, where we just have classic late night style interviews on that show. More of a one-on-one setting than Overdunk is. So if that's more your speed, make sure to go and check it out. Last thing I want to mention, I haven't mentioned it on the show in quite some time, is just our emote initiative. If you ever subscribe in a monetary way on the Twitch channel, you do get access to some pretty fantastic emotes, if I will say so myself. However, any money does not go into our pocket. Every last bit goes into a donation at the end of the month. You can check to see our receipts of that on Twitter feed and everything like that. So if you want the emotes and you want to donate to a good cause, subscribing to us does make that happen. So all of that being said, thank you so much for tuning in to Overdunk, and we will see you upcoming for more tournament action, more events next week. We'll definitely be breaking down some prep shows for the North America and EU regions, so look forward to those episodes. Very excited to do some predictions and all of that noise. But otherwise, I gotta stop talking. It's the end of the show. So I have been Zoinks, they have been Brave Birders. Thank you everybody for listening to Overdunk, and have an awesome rest of your night. Goodbye.